For more than a decade, the Washington State Department of Transportation has raised safety concerns about the Aurora Bridge. A 2003 WashDOT report specifically cites the lack of a center barrier, which increases the risk of crossover accidents. State Representative Reuven Carlisle lives on Queen Anne and uses the Aurora Bridge. He told David Hyde he also has questions about safety.
Tens of thousands of people drive on this every day, and I think every one of us knows at a very visceral level how uncomfortable and disquieting the drive is. And it's six lanes, and there's no median barrier. So the analysis in 2003, which was very thoughtfully done between the community, the city, and the state, showed that everything that we know, right, which is it feels like very narrow lanes, it feels uncomfortable, and there's open and important questions about the issue of safety, and everyone knows it.
What was your first reaction when you heard about this accident?
Oh, my first reaction was just absolute tragedy, just terror. My family, my wife and four kids and I go over that bridge every single day, multiple times sometimes, and I just deeply feel, I can see it happening in my mind, and I think everyone just feels for the pain of the families.
Would a center barrier possibly have prevented this accident, do you think?
You know, I can't know that, and I don't think anyone can, but there is no question that with six lanes in a very narrow area, with the fact that you're, of course, on a very large bridge, look at the data. You know, as I understand it, in the last 10 years, there have been about 142 collisions, 63 injuries, and zero fatalities. But prior to that, there were a lot more. And so we have to step back and thoughtfully look at what the options are. And a median barrier is absolutely, you know, clearly one of the options.
When these stories come up, I can't help but compare it to if you're a homeowner and you've got a tree in your yard and it's dead and it's a big old fir tree and it's about to fall on your house if there's another big wind, you're just going to take care of that as long as you can afford to do it. Why does it seem like it takes a tragedy like this to get state officials, as well as citizens, really, to be worried about infrastructure safety?
That is sort of the reality of having thousands of bridges, miles and miles of roads. And, you know, if you look at the Oso landslide, if you look at the I-5 bridge disaster in Mount Vernon, and it does happen, unfortunately. And keeping our public infrastructure healthy and up and running is essential. It's one of the reasons, actually, the legislature passed a multi-billion dollar modest gas tax increase to fund public infrastructure improvements. And bridges are one of the primary recipients of that.
What conversations have you had at this point, if any, with state transportation experts or officials?
I've spoken with the director of the Department of Transportation a couple of times, Lynn Peterson, and I've spoken with the mayor's office and legislative leaders. And, you know, I think everyone is incredibly appreciative of the fact that we have to make critical investments. We've got to get the priorities in a very objective way. But we also have to be sensitive to the fact that there are high-risk areas. And, you know, sometimes you've got to double down and figure out where those are and prioritize them. You know, hopefully there's some modest steps that we can take to make some lane adjustments or a median or some type of step that, you know, doesn't cost $29 million, but that is viable.
Given that WashDOT doesn't think this particular bridge is as safe as it might be, let's say if it had a center barrier, does it make sense to have something like a duck tour where a driver is entertaining passengers use it at all?
I think that's one of those modest steps that we can take. When you look at the size of some of the vehicles, both the ducks as well as some of the buses, you know, maybe it makes sense to have some tighter restrictions. And if nothing else, let's slow down the traffic. Let's modify the lanes. Let's do those tactical things that just make common sense to all of us.
Is that going to happen?
No question about it. I mean, we owe it to the community and the partnership between the city and the state and the mayor's leadership. I think we all have a public and a moral responsibility to really get our head around how to make it safer and also acknowledge that there are intersections on Rainier Avenue and others in our city that are, you know, that have dramatically more accidents. And, you know, those areas need all areas need attention as well. And that's, you know, that's what our responsibility is to do. There's no question that the state and the city want to partner to go through that exercise together and hopefully come out with meaningful actions.
State Representative Reuven Carlisle from Seattle on yesterday's collision on the Aurora Bridge. He spoke with David Hyde. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray said this morning that per agreement, Ride the Ducks buses will remain off the road while the investigation of the collision continues. Representative Carlisle told David Hyde no Seattleite likes crossing the bridge, and many of you agreed.
My name's Olga. I'm calling from up in the Mount Lake Terrace area, and I use the Aurora Bridge to get to my dentist up on Queen Anne, and I have the cold sweats every single time I drive over that thing. My Subaru Outback is 6 feet wide, and that gives me a laptop width on each side of the car before I'm in the next lane. Ugh, awful.
Hi, this is Will in Seattle. Growing up, my father took me to the Aurora Bridge to see if I could stay between the lines, and once I did that, he allowed me to go and get my driver's license. So for me, at one time in my life, it was kind of dangerous and kind of scary.
My name's Kim Cook. I'm calling from Snohomish. Every time I've driven over that bridge, I feel terrified in any lane, especially the middle lane, which is why I avoid it. But there is no margin for error on that bridge whatsoever, and I generally would avoid it at all costs.
How do you feel about traveling over the Aurora Bridge? Keep the conversation going on Twitter at KUOW and at our Facebook page, KUOW Public Radio.